broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
It's Halloween. Did you hug your radio in fear today?
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
We'd like to say that, in our opinion, it is not suitable for those of you who may have a nervous disposition.
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
He appears to be a perfectly normal freak.
That's Palace, P-A-L-L-A-S, and Nightmare, Yes, as you probably realise, it's Halloween night tonight, and I'm what's left of Lee Morrison, broadcasting on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I thought to myself, well, how many songs can I find for Halloween that are dark and spooky and atmospheric and morbid? And it turns out, quite a lot.
It's only a model.
That's the Gothic Archies from the Tragic Treasury. I've played a few tracks from that album before, and that one's called The World Is a Very Scary Place. It's Halloween on Merseyland Alternative Radio, and we're broadcasting with the skeleton staff, of course. Oh dear, the horrors. I'm telling Tony Blackburn jokes.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
When the blood red moon
peeps over the naked hills. When the nightshade blooms beside the rocky road to daylight's end, and the spirits re-inhabit their castaway bodies of yore.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
How about a sudden ending?
That's Spinal Tap and a song they recorded for their comeback tour in 2000, the aptly named Back From The Dead. You're listening to Lee Morrison on Merseyland Alternative Radio. It's Halloween. Now here's a cheerful little love song.
My Lady Dapandine, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapanville, why does it grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. My Lady Dapanville, look so cold tonight. Your lips feel like winter. Your skin has turned to white. Your skin has turned to white. My Lady Dapanville, why do you sleep so still? I'll wake you tomorrow, and you will be my fill. Yes, you will be my fill. La 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 la. My Lady Dapanville, why do you grieve me so? But your heart seems so silent. Why do you breathe so low? Why do you breathe so low? I loved you, my lady, though in your grave you lie. This rose will never die.
this rose will never die. I loved you, my lady. Though in your grave you lie, I'll always be with you. And this rose will never die. This rose will never die.
Music for romantics.
Silken ghost of thread. I gaze with troubled vision on an awful poster bed, where Eleanor had risen to kiss the neck below my head and bid me come along with her to the land of the dancing dead. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. Like a mother to a son, like living, dying, seeing, being, all rolled into one. And all at once I heard some music playing in my bones, the same old song I'd heard for years, reminding me of home. But it's all right, Lady Eleanor. And beast desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're a liar." But it's all right, Lady Eleanor.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. We've got the best metal, rock, punk, and everything else that goes. We play it loud across Liverpool and beyond. We are MAR.
Belly dancing beauties with a power-driven saw. A couple of unorthodox love songs there. First of all, a cheerful tale of necrophilia from Cat Stevens, Lady Darbanville. And then Lindisfarne and Lady Eleanor. She must be the second most famous Eleanor in the whole of rock music. I don't think I need to tell you who the most famous is, do I? This is Merseyland Alternative Radio. We're a free pirate radio station broadcasting to Liverpool and beyond since 1979. We're currently on the air every weekend and at bank holidays. Our regular hours are 2 p.m. until after midnight on Saturday and 10 a.m. until after midnight on Sunday. You can find us at www.mar.me.uk with our stereo web streams. And on our website you'll find our station schedules, DJ profiles and pictures, fun and games, listen again and much, much more. You'll also find our guest book where you can leave us a message, or if you prefer you can send us an email, mar@rock.com. That's mar@rock.com. Or you can contact us via our Facebook page, facebook.com/MARPirates, MARPIRATES. Or you can send us a text at 07504 464 678. That's 07504 464 678. Just don't text while you're driving, that's all. I'm Lee Morrison and it's Halloween today, so I think it's time to stop horsing around. What would you say for your part?
For my own part, I have never had a thought which I could not set down in words with even more distinctness than that which I conceived it. There is, however, a class of fancies of exquisite delicacy which are not thoughts, and to which as yet I have found it absolutely impossible to adapt to language. These fancies arise in the soul, alas, how rarely, only at epochs of most intense tranquility, when the bodily and mental health are in perfection, and at those mere points of time where the confines of the waking world blend with the world of dreams. And so I captured this fancy, where all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.
This is Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Oh my God.
Yes, indeed, the Alan Parsons Project, a dream within a dream, and the Raven. And there'll be more from the vaults in a moment.
It's when you get back in here, and the door's shut. That's when it hits you. To begin with, don't want to speak to no one. You're just thinking about what you're going to do that week, and you think about how long it's going to be till you can do them things again. Things that you won't be rolling with your guys no more. You won't be wearing all them clothes no more. You can't even spit bars on the track no more. Are we going to have to live life like that from now on?
Murder with a firearm carries a life sentence. Don't blow your life away. Trident. StopTheGuns.org.
Merseyland. Alternative.
Radio. They play my sort of music.
If this continues to go on unabated, Dunkirk, Dark Days of the War, Backs to the Wall, Alvalidel, Berlin Airlift, Moral Upheaval, a Profumo case, young hippies roaming the streets, raping, looting and killing.
Yes, it's Halloween on the Lee Morrison Show and the witching hour approaches. So here's Emerson, Lake and Palmer. This is the Lee Morrison Show.
You're rather a smart young lad, aren't you? To do with someone like you to feed the pantomime horse.
Yes, Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Bitches Crystal. And now, by way of contrast, here's something a bit more up-tempo from Procol Harum. This is something they'd originally recorded in the early part of their career, but then they re-recorded it a few years later and kind of beefed it up a bit, and this is the beefed-up version.
To hear.
That's Procol Harum, influenced by lots of horror movies, of course, and Monsieur Ermond. And speaking of horror, it is Halloween today, of course, which is why I'm trying to find lots of songs that kind of fit the theme of Halloween. And up next, here's a guy who thinks the Grim Reaper is something to shout about.
Scream!
This is the Lee Morrison Show.
Hold it up to the light, not a brain in sight.
Yeah, speaking of brains, I haven't had me dinner yet. This is Lee Morrison's Halloween Show on Merseyland Alternative Radio in stereo at mar.me.uk. You just heard Motorhead and Killed by Death, but of course the Grim Reaper sometimes needs a little help from the man with the rope. Here's Led Zeppelin.
Thank you. M-A-R, Merseyland Alternative Radio, the heavyweight station.
Led Zeppelin and Gallows Pole, written by Anonymous. Perfect disguise for him, I'd say. You're listening to Lee Morrison's Halloween show on Merseyland Alternative Radio. And they say there's nothing so certain as death and taxes, but it turns out that even after you're dead, you've still got to pay. Chris de Burr, Don't Pay the Ferryman. He wonders why he doesn't get invited to Liverpool more often. Lee Morrison's Halloween show now continues, appropriately enough, with Alice Cooper.
Against the tears, I'm from your chest. I felt the poison fire. just another spirit on parole.
Lepidoptera, please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spider's our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all humanary stew. If we don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that he'll bring, the horror of his sting, the unholiest of kings, the Black Widow. Our minds will be his toys, and every girl and boy to be employed. And his wife is devoured. He stares with a gleam, with a laugh so obscene, the virgins and the children he's deflowered. pledge allegiance to the Black Widow.
Alice Cooper, Devil's Food and the Black Widow. That's it from me, Lee Morrison, but try not to have nightmares. After all, as Spike Milligan pointed out, things that go bump in the night should not really give one a fright. It's the hole in each ear that lets in the fear, that and the absence of light. Good night.
So that's the story. And what was the real lesson?